Daylight come and me won't go home. Well, not really, but you're closing, so we don't have much of a choice, and we respect your autonomy as a human being and businessman. So we shall go. Day-ho. Thank you. We shall be on our way. Because we do have homes to go to, and we live in the same home, which is even grayer. Well, one, because we love each other, and two, I don't remember where our home is right now. But this one, they remember because their brain is great. Oh yeah. It's like a GPS built in Google Maps. They're beautiful. Mm-hmm. Nighty night. Did you have fun, my love? Most excellent. We shall frequent this establishment in the future. Whenever I have recovered from this current visit. I'm okay. I'm fine. Look at me. I'm perfectly capable of using my legs. You ready? You want to be astounded? Here I go. Any minute now, I will be getting up. Right this second, I just need to lean against this lamppost, or consequences will be had. And now I'm in conflict, because it's like, should we just call an Uber, but also we only live 5 minutes away. The cheapskate in me is saying nay, but the lazy side of me is saying yes, and pick up a KFC on the way. Well, that's how you know I had a very good time. I only crave KFC when the drinks have been very drinky. Normally I find it disgusting, but something about alcohol sliding down my throat just makes me go, greasy, dirty fried chicken, please. And those crappy fries that don't really taste like fries. What do you think, my darling? To Uber or to not Uber? Option three? And what would that be? Why? What are you doing? Why are you crouching on the floor? Excuse me. You would like me to hop on board? If I was supposed to be the drunken mess. Sweetheart, I love you for offering, but I'm gonna crush you. And if I'm going to crush you, it might as well be through snoo-snoo, not a piggyback ride. If you go out, you want to go out properly. That's not what I'm saying. Don't twist things. Oh, shut up. I'm not... I believe in you, I just don't want to crush your spine. I will if you just give me a moment. I'm finding my legs. Oh wait, here they are. Very muscly, very toned, very... apparently incapacitated. Oh, I believe. I believe in you. I believe in you so much, but I also believe in gravity and physics and mass. I am a thought of science. Oh, sweetheart. Why do you put me in these positions? Why don't you just say, ho, face the consequences of thine own actions and stumble home? It would really mean that much to you. All right. I'm believing. Then all aboard with the whore. I believe. I'm... You okay? I'm holding on. I am secure. Forward.
Oh my God.
How are you doing this? Lifting my immaculate mass. How? Have you been doing secret lifting? I think somebody's been doing secret lifting. I think somebody is a secret undercover lifter. No, I am so proud of you. That is amazing. Because I know you don't like the gym, and I totally respect that, but I'm so proud of you for helping yourself. No, it's because we're not always going to be young and sexy, and one day we're going to be old and sexy, and our muscle mass will fail us, and we will need help. But you are taking steps, and I'm so, oh, I love you. And this just made me love you more because you realize, even though you're a self-deprecating little shit, that you don't exist in a vacuum and that you affect me. And because I love you, you affect me either way, if things go well or if things don't go well. And just, oh, you're such a cute little goob. Thank you for looking after yourself. Oh, because you're worth looking after, you feckin' reckin' neckin' you wore a whore. How can you make me adore you and also feel like, for goodness sake, just accept the fact you are loved. And I feel like today, in doing this, you have proven that. Because correct me if I'm wrong, but you're not very good at doing things just for you. But as soon as it involves me or somebody else you give a shit about, it's like, oh, all hands to deck, let's do this. It's not entirely a criticism, it's just like you're much better at looking after others than you are yourself. And you're much better at doing things for others than yourself, and I suspect you are doing this because I said, I think you should look after yourself. And I'm so sorry if that ever comes across as naggy or demanding. That's not why I'm saying it. I'm saying it because you're so lovely. And I want you to be here with me, and I want you to be able to go shopping with me and lift things and open doors and walk upstairs. And that's the only reason I say this. Because you're so heckin' gorgeous, and I have to keep you, your self-deprecating little nit. And I can't believe your legs aren't wobbling even the slightest. I am so proud of you. Oh, you secret lifter. You make my heart so happy. I'm not trying to tickle you. I'm trying to show you that I love you. Because I do. I do. There will be no falling asleep on the vehicle. I shall see us home. One, because I'm a woman of honor, and two, because our home is right there. It's nice when things work out like that. You don't have to carry me up the stairs. All hail the secret lifter. Mighty and strong and totally capable of dragging the corpse of a girlfriend home. And they're opening the door. And they're closing the door. Can they make it to the sofa? Can they? Yes, they can, Bob the Builder. Hug me, please. You know, if you ever wanted to come to the gym with me. Oh, is that too far? I'm sorry. Come back and snuggle me. I won't mention gyms, I promise. Come back here and love me, you secret lift up. I'm just a weak little Amazonian. I'm only a petite 6'2". But I'm so, so, so proud of you. I know you don't like going to gyms, and I know you don't like seeing people, and you don't like sweating, and I'm just... that just makes it all the cuter. You're my hero. But you have to let me be sappy because I need to tell you a secret. I am a sap. And I love you and I'm very proud of you. So let me be a big sap, sappy sap and tell you that I'm very proud. Oh, you didn't do it for entirely virtuous reasons. And what exactly could your non-virtuous reasons be? Tell me. Whisper it in my ear, I promise I won't tell anyone. On your face that badly. Well, if you stick to your training. Consistency is key, my friend. Ha 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 ha.